back in October, I came and shared a topic called the manly man.
十月份我在这讲到的时候，跟大家讲到的一个大丈夫的一个主题。
And I asked the husband a homework. I gave them a homework. I wonder if they have done that.
我给那些先生们都布置了作业，不知道他们做了没有。
Do you remember what the homework was?
你们还记得是什么作业吗？
开车门不是开车门。 I asked a husband to go out a date with their wives.
我叫丈夫们带你们的太太出去约会。
Okay. If sisters, if your wife, if you, your husband took it out for a date after my sermon, can I ask you to stand up?
如果你的我讲了那次道以后，如果你们的先生带你们出去约会过，你们站起来，我想看见。
Okay, now I know maybe some of the wife is not here and the husband is here. In that case, I'm going to ask the husband to tell your wife to come see me.
如果是今天那个你先生带太太出去约会了，但是太太今天不在，先生在这里的话，你可以过来告诉我。
Because I have a gift certificate to give to you.
我这里有那个礼券要给大家。
Okay, okay, so this is the purpose, okay? I want you, this is the Publix gift certificate.
This is Publix's 的礼券.
I want you to go to Publix and buy something and prepare, you know, cook something for your husband.
太太们，我想你们用这个礼券呢，去Publix买一些东西，然后为你们的先生做一顿好吃的。
Okay, because he listened and he took you out, right?
因为他听了，然后就带你出去约会了。
And I think it would be nice that if you can prepare something and then share the time together again.
所以我觉得你如果能够去买一点东西，然后做一顿好吃的，然后你们两个可以又共度一段时间，是很好。So
make sure you come see me, and I want to give you the gift certificates.
所以呢，你要来问我要这个礼券。
And if your wife is not here, ask her to see me next week.
所以先生们，如果你的太太今天不在的话，你让她下个礼拜来找我要。
All right, so today's sermon.
然后今天的主题.
Okay. Last weekend, our youth group went on 那个 focus 可以吗? Yeah, okay, 谢谢. Yeah, last week the youth group went on camping in a park in Melbourne.
上个周末呢，我们教会的青少年去那个墨尔本的一个公园里面，我们有一次露营的活动。
And there were 19 families, about 60 some people attended.
我们一共有19个家庭，然后60多人参加。
And so we stayed there for Friday to Sunday, and we had a wonderful time.
我们在那儿就是很高兴，我们从礼拜五到礼拜天一直都在。
And then of course, highlight is that we slept in a tent.
我们最主要的活动呢，有我们是要在帐篷里面睡觉。
We also enjoyed wonderful food.
然后有很好的食物,
and we also play.
我们玩了很多游戏。
Okay. All right. Let's see. Okay. And of course, the highlight is that we have a campfire.
然后呢，我们还 点了篝火。
Okay. All right. Can someone work with me to change the battery for this one?
Yeah,
she said, thank you. Okay. And next year that we do want to plan for another camping trip in February. And then so if you are if you have the camping gear, like to join us, plan ahead. It's a year from now.
如果你有帐篷啊，有这些那个设备的话，想跟我们一起去，你可以现在就做准备，还有一年的时间。
Yeah, next slide. So pitching tent is a very old practice.
支帐篷呢，其实是由来已久的。
People in the Old Testament, many of them, people that we know, like Abraham, Isaac, and then Jacob, they were nomads.
在旧约的时候，像我们知道的很多旧约的人物，亚伯拉罕啊，以撒呀，雅各，他们都是牧。
So they have cattle and sheep. They follow the grass.
要牧养养牛养羊，所以他们就要去到有草的地方。
And when the grass was gone, then they will pack up their tent and they'll find another place.
那他如果一个地方的草吃完了的话，他们就要起来要到别的地方去。
And that was the life of a nomad.
对游牧民族，他们的生活就是这样。
Now, believe it or not, but God also pitched a tent to be with His people.
你们知道吗？神也曾在他的子民当中支搭帐篷。
When God freed the people of Israel from the slavery of Egypt, they were going to the Promised Land.
当神从将他的子民从埃及带出来，要去到应许之地的时候
，The Promised Land was very, very far.
应许之地离他们很远。
So when they travel, they will live in tents.
所以当他们在路上的时候呢，他们就要住在帐篷里。
And God also wanted to go with them.
然后神要跟他们同去。
So he asked the people to build a tabernacle. It's really a tent for him.
所以他就叫以色列人呢，要搭一个帐幕，实际上就是一个帐篷。
And inside that tabernacle is the Ark of Covenant, which represented the presence of God.
在这个帐幕里面呢，就有神的约柜，它象征着神和他的子民同在。
So God's tabernacle is in the center, surrounded by the people's tents.
所以神的约柜在中间，然后它的周围呢都是成千上万的那个他的子民的帐篷。
And then when it's time to move forward, they will pack up their tents.
那如果他们需要在前进的时候呢，他们就会把他们的帐篷收起来。
And then when it's time to rest, they will pitch their tent, they will set up their tent, and that's how they travel for 40 years.
那如果他们要在一个地方住下来的时候呢，他们又会把帐篷又支起来，然后他们就这样走了四十年。
And then after they entered the Promised Land, after 500 years,
那他们到的应许之地之后五百年。
The Ark of the Covenant was still in the tabernacle, in a tent.
约柜还是在帐幕里。
And then finally one day, King David said this, and I'm going to paraphrase it.
然后有一天呢，大卫王他说，我在这儿引用他的话。
He said that I'm living in this fancy palace, but while God's Ark of Covenant is in a tent.
他说我住在这么华丽的一个宫殿里面，但是神的约柜却在一个帐篷里。
What's wrong with this picture?
你们是觉得有什么不对吗？
So, I am going to build a fancy temple for the God, and that's the fancier than any building in the world.
所以我想建一座华丽的殿堂圣殿给神。
So, King David prepared the material and his son Solomon and built the temple for the Lord.
所以大卫王呢就准备了那些建筑的材料，然后他的儿子所罗门就为神建了圣殿。
And people will come to the temple to worship God.
那这些人们呢，就会去圣殿去敬拜神。
And God's presence was with the people in a permanent building.
然后就在这座建筑物里面，神与他的子民同在。
But then the people drifted from worshiping God only to starting worshiping God and other gods.
可是呢，那个神的子民却从敬拜独一的真神，却转向去拜那些假神。
And God warned them many, many times.
然后神一次又一次地警告他们。
And finally, after about 400 years later, God's glory departed from the temple.
然后就这样，四百年以后，神的荣耀离开了帐幕。
And without God's protection, Babylonians came and destroyed the temple in 586 BC.
那没有了这个圣殿，没有了神的同在和保护呢，巴比伦人就入侵，然后在公元前586年。就将圣殿烧毁。
Then let's move to the New Testament.
然后到了新约的时候
，God pitched another type of a tent.
神呢，又支搭了另外一种帐篷。
Now, to be with His people.
与他的子民同在。
Now this time was not the literal tent, but it's a physically in person.
这次呢，不是我们通常意义上讲的一个帐篷，但是是他亲自的临到。
In the Gospel of John, we have a word like this.
在约翰福音里面说到。
It says the Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
The Word, God, became a human, took a human form and lived among us.
所以神 他取了人的样式，住在他的子民当中。
And the word dwelling is the original text is the word tabernacle. It means that it's a pitched a tent.
那个住这个词呢，在原文里面实际上就是帐幕或者是支搭帐篷的意思。
So on Christmas Day, Jesus came to Earth and took a human form and lived among his people.
所以呢，在圣诞节的那一天，耶稣从天上来到我们中间，取了人的样式，然后住在我们中间。
And if you literally means that on Christmas Day he went camping on Earth.
所以呢，实际上也就是说，在圣诞节那一天，耶稣来到这个世上和我们一起支搭帐篷，住在帐篷里。
So now you can see that God really wants to tabernacle or pitch his tent with his people.
所以我们看到神他真的是很愿意支搭帐篷住在我们当中。
So why does God, Almighty God, wants to live among people?
那为什么这么一个荣耀的神，他想要跟我们同住呢
？You see, God of the universe, the creator of all things, when he created human race, he had a plan.
神他是万物的创造者，他在创造我们的时候呢，他有一个计划。
And he wanted to be with his people because he is a relational.
他想跟他的子民在一起，因为神他注重关系。
And we can see he's a relational from his character and he's from his creation.
我们可以看到神他注重关系是从他的属性和他的创造我们都可以看出来。
Now we know, we say that God is a triune God. It's one God, three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
我们说神是三位一体的，圣父、圣子、圣灵。
And so God himself actually is a relational community.
所以神他自己就是一个关系的总体。
And then when God created Adam and Eve, man and woman, and they are very, very different.
神创造亚当夏娃，男人女人，男人女人是非常不同的。
And yet he asked that, he said that the husband and wife needs to be one flesh, because even though they are different, they need to be one.
虽然他们有那么多的不同，但是神的心意是要丈夫和妻子成为一体。
So marriage is relational.
所以婚姻是一种关系。
And then God commanded Adam and Eve to have children to build family.
然后呢，神又叫亚当和夏娃要生养众多，然后建立家庭。
And family, we know, is very, very relational.
然后家庭呢，也是一个关系的组合。
And then when God established the institution of a church,
当神设立教会的时候
，and Christ is the head of the church, and we are his body.
耶稣是教会的头，然后我们是肢体。
And then we are really brothers and sisters with each other.
然后我们呢，在主里面都是弟兄姐妹。
So church is a very, very relational.
所以教会实际上也是一个关系的组合。
And you and I are very, very relational.
其实你和我都是一个，就是有关系的。
Because there's no way that we can live this life without interacting with people.
我们每天的生活，我们都要跟其他的人有关系。
God made us relational because He is relational.
神创造我们是让我们跟其他的人有关系，因为他自己是注重关系。
And above all, He wanted to have a relationship with us.
最重要的是，神希望跟我们有关系。
He wants to dwell among us.
他希望能住在我们中间。
Now, but we know that we could not have that relationship.
但是我们知道，我们没有办法跟神有关系。
Because Adam and Eve rebelled against God, and God kicked them out of the paradise.
因为亚当和夏娃他们背逆了神，然后神把他们逐出了伊甸园。
And sin entered into the human race.
罪就进入了人类当中。
And all our relationships with God, with ourselves, or with others will all be broken, all be tainted.
所以我们跟我们所有的关系，跟神的关系，跟我们自己的关系，和跟他人的关系。都被扭曲了。
And this is sin has distorted our relationship into self-centeredness.
然后这个因为罪的原因呢，我们这些关系都变成了以我们自己自我为中心。
So for example, our view about God actually being distorted.
比如说我们跟神之间的关系是被扭曲的。
Now some of us will worship God with a purpose of getting blessings from Him.
对，有的人呢，他们可能。愿意来敬拜神，因为呢，他们觉得他们想要祝福。
They will come to church on time because they know that you know, meeting God cannot be late.
他们可能会按时到教会来，因为呢，我们见神的面不能迟到。
And then they would put offering every month.
他们每个月会奉献。
And they will read the Bible every day.
每天呢也读经。
And they will pray half an hour every day.
每天读三十分钟的经。
For the purpose of to exchange health, peace, and prosperity.
是为了换取那个神的祝福。换取富有。
So, we want God to serve our needs.
我们想要神来满足我们的需要。
And really, we don't mind paying a little bit of effort to do that.
所以呢，付一点代价也没什么大不了的。
So, our view of God's relationship has been distorted.
所以我们跟神之间的这种关系实际上是被扭曲的。
Our view with ourselves is also can be distorted.
我们和自己的关系也是扭曲的。
We see ourselves as very smart, capable, and sufficient, so we can decide what to do with our own lives.
我们觉得自己还挺聪明的，也挺能干的。我们有足够的能力可以掌控我们的生活。
And maybe that's how our parents taught us that we need to depend on our abilities to survive in this cutthroat world.
可能我们的父母也是这样教导我们的，就是在这个很残酷的世界里面，你们只有靠自己。
So if we need help, then maybe we will consult with friends and experts.
我们需要帮助的时候呢，我们可能会去找朋友啊，找专家咨询。
And maybe when everything fails, maybe then we will go see God.
那当所有的努力都失败了以后呢，也许那个时候，也许我们会想到神。
And our view about others also can be distorted.
我们跟别人的关系跟我们周遭的人的关系也是被扭曲。
We choose friends that who are capable because they can help us at the time of needs.
我们希望跟那些有能力的人成为朋友，因为如果是说我们需要帮忙的时候，那些人可以帮助我们。
And we will kind of stay away from those who burden us.
那对那些可能成为我们负担的人，我们可能就退避三舍了。
And then maybe we will talk to the people that you know look pretty but the ugly ones and nah.
我们可能讲话呢也喜欢跟那些长得好看的人讲话，那些不那么好看的可能我们也就不去搭讪了。
And so relationship becomes a game of balancing the cost and benefit.
所以呢我们的关系成为一个利益的权衡。
So and we choose those that will have more benefit than cost.
我们就选择那些可以给我们带来最大利益的。
So when God created us, you know, relational,
当神创造我们是有关系性的时候
，It was not like that at all.
它的原因不是这样。
But sin distorted all our relationships.
但是因为罪的原因，那个破坏了我们的关系。
And that the core of the relationship to us is distortion is that we become a self-centered.
然后最主要的原因就是因为我们的自我为中心。
And God decided to fix that problem.
神呢就决定要修复我们的关系。
He decided to sacrifice.
他决定他要牺牲。
And to reconcile, to make peace with us, so that we can be restored.
他希望他决定要牺牲来修复我们之间的关系，神和我们之间的关系。
And then he will give us the power to restore all our other relationships.
他也会给我们能力来修复我们和他人之间的关系。
So to mend this relationship, God has to remove the power of sin.
那要修复这些关系呢？神就要那个除掉罪的权势。
So Jesus came and lived among us.
所以耶稣来住在我们中间。
God took a human form and became one of us.
神道成肉身来到我们中间。
It was prophesied that his name will be called Emmanuel, which means that God with us.
那个预言中说呢，神以马内利。以马内利就是神与我们同在。
So in his ministry, that he would call 12 apostles to follow him.
那在耶稣的事工当中呢，他招了十二个门徒。
Remember, he is a very relational. He called people.
他是注重关系的神，所以他呼召了十二个人。
And then he also tell us what God is like.
然后他告诉我们神是怎么样的。
He show us what is right and what is wrong.
他也告诉我们什么是对，什么是错。
Tell us how to do things right.
告诉我们怎么样行公义。
And then he also showed us how to have the right relationship with God.
他也告诉我们怎么才能跟神有正确的关系。
And in fact, Jesus used a various illustration to demonstrate that relationship.
耶稣用了各种各样的比喻来告诉我们，我们跟他的关系应该是怎么样的。
For example, he called us it's a relation with a shepherd and sheep.
比如说，他说他是牧羊人，我们是羊。
The vine and the branches.
然后葡萄树和枝子。
He even called us his friends.
他甚至叫我们为他的朋友。
And then he changed our perspective of a self-centeredness into God-centeredness.
所以他将我们转变，从我们自我为中心转变成以神为中心。
And at the end, he will pay for the price.
然后最后呢，他为我们的罪付上代价。
And at the end, then he died on the cross in our place.
他在十字架上为我们受死。
But on the third day, that he rose from the grave.
第三天他从死人中复活。
He conquered the power of sin and death.
他战胜了死亡和罪恶的权势。
And then he made path for us to restore the relationship with God, with ourselves, and with others.
他为我们与神、与别人和与我们自己和好呢，开辟了一条道路。
And we can restore the relation, the broken relationship with God, with self, and with others.
所以我们可以修复我们与神、与我们自己和与人之间的关系。
Actually, he invites all of us to have a relationship with him.
同时他也邀请我们跟他有关系。
If you have not received this invitation to be a child of Heavenly Father,
如果你还没有接受他的邀请，成为我们天父的孩子，
to restore your broken relationship with God,
修复你和神之间的关系，
and I'd like to tell you how to do that.
我想告诉你，你可以怎么做。
Now, if you receive this invitation, then God is going to be with you forever.
当你接受神的邀请的时候，神会永远与你同在。
And he is not going to forsake you. He's not going to leave you.
他不会离弃你，也不会撇下你。
And he will also let Holy Spirit to live in your spirit as a deposit to restore you.
他会让圣灵住在你的灵里面。然后让我们有能力跟他修复关系。
And Bible calls this the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
圣经告诉我们，这就是圣灵的内住。
Yeah, the indwelling means that God lives in us, inside us.
内住呢，就是圣灵住在我们里面。
It's much, much better than pitching a tent living among us.
这比神支个帐篷在我们中间更好。
Because wherever you go, He's there with you.
因为不管你到哪里，他都跟你在一起。
And if you need help,He's right there with you.
如果你需要他的帮助，他就在你身边。
If you want to talk to him, he's there with you.
如果你想跟他交谈，他就在那里。
Wherever you go, God is with you.
不管你到哪里，他都跟你在一起。
And it's really the ultimate relationship to have is God lives inside you.
这实际上就是一个最终极的关系，就是神住在我们的里面。
So let me tell you how you can respond to his invitation, to respond to his love, to build a relationship again.
那我告诉你，你可以怎么做，可以，所以你可以接受他的邀请，然后修复你和神之间的关系。
Remember, our sin broke the relationship.
你知道，是因为我们的罪让我们和神的关系决裂。
So the Bible tells us to repent of our sins.
所以圣经告诉我们，我们要悔改认罪。
And there are three aspects in the repentance.
那在悔改呢，有三个方面。
The first is a conviction.
第一个是定罪。
When we come to this holy God and that we see our sins and we feel guilty about what we have done.
当我们来到这个圣洁的神的面前的时候，我们为我们过去所犯的罪感到愧疚、懊悔。
And this is so essential, and it is probably the hardest part that we have to do.
这一步可能是最困难的，但是也是最重要的。
Because many times that we probably don't feel that we did anything wrong in any standards.
因为很多时候呢，我们觉得照任何的那个规矩来讲，我们觉得我们没有做错什么事情。
And then we can even rationalize our sins are just, you know, mistakes.
我们有的时候甚至可以说服我们自己，我们的那些罪呢，实际上就是犯的一些错误而已。
And then we can even twist the truth, and so we don't feel that it's our fault.
我们甚至可以扭曲真理，然后让我们觉得哦，不是我们的错。
Now God judges with His standard, and by His standard, actually we are all guilty as charged.
但是呢，神是按照他的标准来审判， 所以按照他的标准，我们每个人都是犯罪的。
Sins are wrong, and it's not all right.
罪就是罪，不是无所谓的。
The second part is a contrition.
那第二步呢，就是要痛悔。
Sins always break relationships.
罪呢，总是会破坏我们的关系。
And someone always will get hurt.
然后在这中间呢，肯定是会有人会受伤害。
And when God sees sins, our sins, that He really feels He's very, very saddened.
当神看见我们的罪的时候，他心里是很难过的。
So from our heart, that we should feel so sad, so embarrassed, and it's so sorry for our sins.
所以我们的心里也应该为我们所犯的罪感到难过，感到懊悔。
And we know that we cannot keep on doing it.
然后我们也要知道，我们不能一直这样下去。
That leads to the third part is the conversion.
然后接下来呢，就是第三个，就是要改过。
We cannot continue the way it is.
我们不能一直这样下去。
We have to change in direction to God's way. It's like making a U-turn.
我们就是要转向神。
So, when we repent of our sins.With a conviction, with a contrition, and with a sense of decision that we want to make a change.
当我们通过这三个方面，就是定罪、痛悔和改过这三方面来悔改的时候，
God will forgive and wash away our sins.
神会原谅我们，洗净我们的罪。
And the Holy Spirit will indwell in us.
然后圣灵会住在我们中间。
And you are a child of God.
然后你就成了神的孩子。
And your relationship with God has been restored.
然后你跟神的关系就修复了。
And this actually also applies to Christians as well.
这个呢，对已经是基督徒的我们也适用的。
And if we have sinned and repented of our sins with a conviction, with a contrition, with a decision to change.
如果我们通过定罪悔改，然后痛悔改过来悔改的话。
Then God is faithful and just, and He will forgive all our sins and purify us of all unrighteousness.
神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
So this repentance really is for everyone.
所以这个悔改呢，是我们每个人都是需要悔改的。
Now, some of us may start wondering that, hey, how much of a conviction?How much of contrition, how much of a sense of a decision that you want to change then can be counted as a true repentance?
那我们当时可能有的人就会问，那我要有多大程度的定罪、悔改和改过才能算作是真正悔改了呢？
What level of guilty feelings that do we need to have?
那我们到底心里要有多少的负罪感呢？
I mean, do we need to like shed some tears to show that we are remorseful?
我们是不是一定要流泪呢，才算是我们真正悔改了？
And what about if I don't want to change?
那如果我不是那么想改变呢？
I mean, if we start asking these kind of questions, then maybe we don't understand how relationships work.
如果我们在问这些问题的话，那说明我们还没有真正懂得关系到底是怎么样的。
First of all, that hey, we're dealing with the God of the universe here.
你知道吗？我们现在面对的是一个。宇宙万物的神。
I think he knows our heart when we repent.
我想他是知道我们的内心的。
I think he knows if we're honest or sincere.
他知道我们是不是真实。
I don't know if you have seen I've seen a little kid that when they want some sympathy, they'll cry. And then while they cry, and then they kind of open one eyes and see you and see if you're there, you're watching him.
你们是不是见过有的孩子他们为了博得同情心呢？比如说他们会一边大哭然后一边偷偷地睁个眼睛看你是不是在看他。
And when you see that, you see right through him.
但是你呢一眼就把他看穿了。
God sees us right through us if we are faking our repentance or not.
神可以一眼将我们看穿如果我们是在假装悔改的话、
so、
神知道。
We need to be honest with God when we're dealing with repentance with his relationship.
所以当我们在神面前悔改的时候我们需要真实。
So over the history, God wants to be with us.
神一直都在追寻我们，想跟我们在一起。
He initiates and pursues us to restore our relationship with Him.
他一直在追寻我们，希望修复我们跟他之间的关系。
It's all because of His love, because He is relational.
这都是因为他爱我们，他希望跟我们有关系。
Now, being pursued, I think, makes us feel good about ourselves.
被人追的时候，是不是觉得感觉很好？
Okay, I'm not talking about the type of a pursuit that, like, you know, cops chasing the criminals. Not that type. Huh?
我不是说那个警察追小偷的那种追哈。But
it's a we're being chased because of love.
我是说那种基于爱的那种追求。You
know, just like when you're dating, you know, being pursued, it makes you feel valuable.
就像你在谈恋爱的时候被另外那个人追，你是觉得自己很有价值感。Now
imagine, you're being pursued by the God of the universe.
那你现在想一想，是宇宙万物的神在追求你。
You must be so valuable in His sight.
在他眼里，你是那么的有价值。
So, now let's ask our question then. How do we respond to the God who pursues us?
那对于神的这种追寻呢，我们应该怎么样回应呢？
Very simple. We pursue Him.
很简单。
When I was dating Linda, I was in Miami and she was in Houston.
我和Linda还在谈恋爱的时候呢，我住在迈阿密，她在休斯顿。Because
we were apart, so we miss each other very much.
我们距离上很远，所以我们互相都很想念。Now
everything we see actually reminded each other.
我们看见的周围的什么东西都让我们想起对方。When
I saw a red car passing by in our neighborhood, I said, Oh, Linda's car.
我看见一辆红色的车在我的那个旁边开过呢，我就会想，哦，那是Linda的车。Because
Linda had a red car in Houston.
因为她 Linda 在休斯顿的时候，她是开一辆红色的车。And
then when I hear a song in the radio, I said, Oh, Linda probably would like that song.
然后我在广播里面听见一首歌呢，我就会想，哦，那个 Linda 可能会喜欢这首歌。And
when we pass the Olive Garden restaurant, we say, Yeah, we had lunch there.
然后我们经过 Olive Garden 那个餐馆的时候，我就会想，哦，我们以前在那儿一起用过午餐。
When you are in love with someone, then you see her everywhere.
当你爱一个人的时候呢，你在周围好像都能看见他的影子。
Now when we are in love with God and pursue God, we see God in everywhere.
当我们爱神、追寻神的时候，我们真能够看到神在我们的周遭。
And we should pursue after God's own heart and able to show that in our lives.
我们应该全心地寻找神, 然后看见神在我们周围的作为。
In youth, in our session, in youth session, that we have a session called God Sighting.
我们的那个青少年呢, 我们跟青少年有一个活动, 就是, 见到神, 这样一个活动。
That's where the students will talk about their encounter with God.
那个时候呢，我们的学生就会跟大家分享，就是他们是怎么见到神在他们周围。For
example, seeing a rainbow.
有的说我看见了彩虹。嗯哼，yeah.
Or they will mention that their parent miraculously unhurt from a car accident.
或者他们也提到，在一个很大的车祸里面，他们的父母很奇妙的没有受伤。So,
when we need to make a decision, we should ask ourselves this question.
当我们要做一个决定的时候，我们要问自己：
What does Jesus think about this issue?
耶稣对这件事情是怎么看的？
What would Jesus do in this situation?
耶稣会怎么做？
So, we should learn to pursue what Jesus cares.
我们要学着去追求耶稣在意的东西。
Ultimately, it is a relationship that really Jesus cares.
其实最终的神是关心关系的。
And maybe think about yourself, and maybe you can help Jesus to reach a group of people for Him.
你想，也许神呢，你可以替神能够接触到一群人。
My wife and I have invested our time with youth because Jesus has put a burden in our hearts.
我太太和我呢，把我们的时间放在 青少年的事工上面，因为神把这个负担放在我们的心中。
So ask yourself if Jesus has put a burden in your heart to reach a group of people.
所以你要问问耶稣，是不是他希望你来能够接触到一群人？他有没有把这样的负担放在你的心中？
And go after God's own heart and go after wholeheartedly.
然后寻求神的心意，全心的寻求他的心意。
And of course, pursuing God takes a little time, a little bit of a practice.
我们寻求神呢, 也是需要操练, 技巧。
So we can learn to hear from God.
我们可以学习聆听神的话。
We can read the Bible.
像我们平时读圣经。
We can hear other people read their Bible.
然后听别人读圣经。
We can hear sermons and teachings.
或者听讲道。
We can also pray to God.
或者跟神祷告。
You know, praying is talking to God and having a conversation with Him.
其实祷告呢，我们跟神祷告，实际上就是跟神对话。
And then we can also talk about God.
然后我们也可以讲述神。
We can talk to others about who God is.
我们可以告诉别人神是怎样的。
And what He has done in your life.
他在你的生命当中做了些什么。
And what it's like to follow Him.
然后跟随他是怎样的。
And then also, to live for God
然后呢, 为神而活,
is turn that what you believe into actions.
就是把你所相信的转换成生命。
If we do this every day, you know, it's going to accumulate a lot every day.
如果我们每天都这样做的话, 你会慢慢地学习。
Now, coming Wednesday is Ash Wednesday. And which begins a period known as Lent.
这个礼拜三就是马上要接下来这个礼拜三呢是圣辉日，圣辉日呢就是四旬节的开始。
It's about a 6-week time period until the Good Friday and the Easter Sunday.
这就是有六个礼拜的时间，一直到受难日和复活节。
And many Christians, including Catholics, Lutherans, and Methodists, observe Lent.
很多的基督徒，包括信义会、卫理公会，他们都要过那个四旬节。And
it is a time to prepare the believers through prayer, repentance, and self-denial.
这就是一段就是通过祷告、悔改和舍己来预备信徒的时间。Now,
maybe we can use this time, this period of time, 6 weeks, to remember how Jesus made the repentance, a way for us to repent free, but he had to pay a huge price.
那利用这段时间呢，我们要来思想一下，耶稣他让我们，因为他我们可以来到神面前，让我们和神的关系可以修复，但是耶稣为这个付出了极重的代价。So,
I'd like to invite you to do something special with God during this time.
所以在这段时间，我想邀请你们来做一件事情。
To get closer to Him wholeheartedly.
寻求他亲近神。
Not as a duty, but as a response to His love for us.
不是当作一个任务来完成, 而是作为对他的爱的回应。
Because He is a relational, He wants to have this relationship with us, and He paid a huge price.
因为他是一个希望与我们有关系的神, 看重关系的神, 然后他为我, 为了建立这个关系,
so maybe during this time, maybe we can look at our relationship with Him and then see if maybe there are some ways that we can get closer, even closer to Him.
所以呢, 在这段时间我希望你们能够想一想我们可不可以跟神更亲近。
And maybe there is some sins that we need to repent.
也许我们身上还有我们没有认的罪。
And maybe we can look at our relationship with other people, specifically with our parents, with our spouse, with our children.
我们也通过这段时间也来思想我们跟他人的关系，特别是跟我们的父母、我们的配偶、我们的孩子的关系。
And maybe we see if we can make our relationship even better.
看我们能不能让这些关系更美好。
And if your relationship is falling apart, would you give God a chance to fix it?
如果你的这些关系正在破碎的话, 你愿不愿意给神一个机会?
And I do believe that God will get closer to us when we want to get closer to Him.
我相信当我们跟神亲近的时候, 神就跟我们亲近。
Maybe next time when I come here, then maybe we can have a time to share our experience.
下一次我在这里的时候, 也许我们可以分享我们的经历。
God is relational.
神是看重关系的。
He wants to have a relationship with us.
他希望跟我们有关系。
He also wants us to have a strong relationship with other people.
他也希望我们跟我们周遭的人有一个很亲密的关系。
And while we are on earth, He gave us the Holy Spirit to connect with Him, just like connecting a Wi-Fi.
当我们还在这个世上的时候，神他赐下圣灵，让我们能够通过圣灵能够跟他连接，就像 Wi-Fi 一样。
So He can help us in all our relationship with ourselves and with other people.
在所有的关系里面，神他可以帮助我们。
And here's a good news that I want to paint that we can all look forward for one day.
有一个好消息，我们大家都可以一同来盼望。
And that's the verse that's in your bulletin. It's Revelation 21:2-4.
在你的那个周报上面有印，在那个是在启示录二十一章。
Maybe can we all read it together?
我们一起来念好吗？
Yeah, Revelation 21:2-3. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband.
我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and He will dwell with them. They will be His people, and God Himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death.And mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.
我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，上帝要亲自与他们同在，做他们的上帝，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
He will make all things new.
所有的都是新的。
All our broken hearts restored.
我们伤痛的心会被修复。
No more tears, no more pain.
不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛。
And He will dwell among His people.
他会住在他的子民中间。
It's that word, tabernacle again.
就是又是帐幕的那个词。
I am looking forward to that day.
我很盼望那一天。
And I hope that you are as well.
我希望你也一样的盼望。
You know, maybe we can invite Jesus to go camping with us, living in a tent for a weekend.
到那天我们可以邀请耶稣跟我们一起去帐篷里面住上一个周末。
Until that day, let us get closer to Him.
在那天到来之前呢，让我们真的是能够寻求他。
Let us pursue God wholeheartedly.
让我们全心寻求神。
Believe me, it is all well worth it.
寻求神是非常值得。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Thank you, God, that you are relational to a point that you want to dwell among your people.
神啊，我们真是感谢你，你爱我们到一个程度，你想跟我们同住。
So many times you demonstrated that you want to be among with your people.
你一次又一次的让我们看见，你想住在我们中间。
So Lord, help us that.
神求帮助我们。
So those of us that really have not known you the first time, we have not received you. We ask you that you will open their heart and receive your invitation.
那些还没有认识你、还没有接受你邀请的，我们真是恳求你能够开他们的心，让他们能够看到你自己。
So we are willing to repent.To have a conviction, contrition, and a sense to decide to change.
这是开我们的心，让我们真是愿意悔改，通过定罪、认罪、悔改，让我们真是能够来到你的面前。
And if any of us, any of your children, that we also want to repent, give us the repenting heart.
如果作为你的孩子，我们想要悔改，给我们一颗悔改的心。
And during this time, help us to get closer to you.
在这个时候，让我们真的是能够与你更亲近。
Help us, Lord, that you will show.